Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Before our episode begins, I want to thank our sponsor, Tonies. In case you aren't familiar with it, Tonies is an award-winning screen-free audio smart speaker designed just for kids ages 3 years old and up. Yes, you heard that right. Screen-free. The system works with the combination of a Tony box, a soft, squeezable speaker cube with no screens, and Tonies, hand-painted figures filled with songs, audiobooks, and educational content. New Tonies available this fall include Peppa the Pig, Mulan, Elmo, and Cookie Monster. And to make life even sweeter, our listeners can get 15% off orders of $99 or more on tonies.com by entering Tony Podcast at checkout. That's TONIES.com.
Like millions of Americans, my family and I moved during the pandemic. We had been looking to move for a while, but really working from home, having the kids home, it was just really a wake-up call. We wanted more space. We wanted more land so we could raise my husband's quarantine chickens. And so we did. We moved about an hour away from where we were living, really in the middle of the pandemic. And it's been great. We're really happy to be here. But leaving the network that I had built up in our previous town, I think I didn't appreciate how difficult that was going to be as a mom to leave those friendships behind. Of course, I can still text them and occasionally see those friends. An hour is not that far away. But if the pandemic has taught me anything, for me, it's about how essential our communities are, especially as parents, especially as moms. I am moving into this phase of the pandemic with a new and renewed appreciation and prioritization of friendship. I think mom friends are soul nurturing and life-giving. I am committed to building up a vibrant social network here in our new community because I have seen in my own life how powerful friendship is and how essential it can be during the journey of motherhood. Hey mama, welcome to the Motherly Podcast, where we have honest conversations about modern motherhood. I am Liz Tennedy, the co-founder of Motherly, and I am a mother of four myself. This week, I am so excited to speak with real-life best friends, Kristen Bell and Jackie Tone. This is the second time that Kristen, the actress, producer, singer, children's author, Hello Bello founder, and mother of two, has appeared on the Motherly Podcast, and it's the first appearance for Jackie. You might know from TV shows Glow, American Idol Season 8, and Netflix's Best Leftovers. Kristen and Jackie have a new animated musical preschool series called Do-Re-Mi, which premieres on Amazon Prime Video this week. The series was co-created by Jackie, and the two lend their voices to the characters. It's a really fun show. I'm looking forward to watching it with my preschooler. In this conversation, we talked to Jackie and Kristen about their lifelong love of music and how it brought them together and inspired their new show. And we also chatted about how Kristen leaned on her friendship with Jackie throughout her journey of motherhood and how their mutual village really supported one another throughout the pandemic. Kristen Bell and Jackie Tone, welcome to the Motherly Podcast.
We love the Motherly.
And welcome back to you, Kristen. This is your second time on the Motherly Podcast. So we recorded the first episode. I went back and checked. February 21st, 2020.
Was that in New York?
It was in New York City. And we just didn't know what was about to happen. So I want to talk about what we have learned since we talked last. And Jackie, thank you also for being here. So I know that you two are real life best friends and you're working on this new show together. So where did the idea of this new show, Do Re Mi, come from?
So one of my close friends, Mike Scharf, came to me in 2014. And I was already a songwriter and making music for other artists and stuff. And he was like, we need to make a show that focuses on music education. I want you to write the songs. Basically, the impetus from the very beginning was we were noticing that our nieces and nephews, the music and arts education budgets in their schools were being completely cut. And forget, I wouldn't be the person I am today without music. I wouldn't be a human without music. It's just been my entire life. My dad's a musician and kids weren't being able to learn music in school. And a lot of them obviously didn't have access to it at home. And so it was basically our mission from the very beginning to put music and sneak music education into kids' lives, hands, brains, all of it.
And Jackie and Mike came over to my house one day wanting me to be no part of it. That wasn't the intention. They wanted to test it on my kids. And they were like, can we talk to your kids for a second? And they were like, do you guys respond to these images? Do you guys like these songs? And I was like, well, what's this stuff? And they were like, we have this idea, but we're not, I don't know, we don't really know what to do with it. And I'm like, I know what to do with it. I know who to call. And we hooked up with this amazing production company, Gaumont, took it to Amazon. And taking it to Amazon was one of the best things we ever did because, as Jackie said, the goal is to get music education in front of kids, obviously with the trickiness of pretending like it's an entertainment show. But, you know, I have two little girls. I, like Jackie, again, would not have discovered acting had I not discovered music first. Mm-hmm. I was singing opera and then discovered musical theater and then regular theater and then started auditioning. I would not have this career if I hadn't fallen in love with music at such a young age. My girls are very musical. They do musicals at our local theater. It's really important. And there's so much science and data to support that it helps kids, their brains grow with math, with social skills. It literally can change your neuroplasticity. You can put music of their favorite genre or time frame on in an Alzheimer's ward and they will come back online for a couple minutes. I mean, it's crazy. It can change our mood. Mm-hmm. It is something that we all have access to, but we don't utilize. And developing this show in such a broad umbrella is not just creating a great show that kids will watch, but these apps that you're gonna feel good if you have to hand your tablet or your phone to your child. You know, music can bind a lot of families together. It can bind friendships together. And it's just a show that you can feel really good about. We want to get it in front of as many kids as possible because I don't like the fact that some kids won't have exposure to music. Their brains deserve to grow just as much as everyone else's.
Yeah, we're sneak teaching. We coined a term. I think I may have just made it up just now. And
I'm
now
writing it down. Sneak teaching. I love it.
We're sneak teaching. So what? Wow, what are lyrics?
So Jackie, you brought up something that I was going to ask exactly about, which is the fact that somehow music makes us feel more human. I actually had an experience about that this morning, not even thinking about this podcast.
Every day.
Well, of course. I took my daughter out to breakfast this morning and I was feeling nervous and I was feeling tense in part. I was interviewing some big Hollywood ladies today.
I have a big deal.
You are. And I have a busy week at work. I felt that tension rising. So I'm sitting with my daughter and I just did a little 30-second meditation so I could be present and enjoy the moment with her. And then a song came on the radio and I started singing it and swaying. And my daughter said, Mommy, I thought you were meditating. What are you doing now? Because I was kind of moving with the music. And I told her, you know, I was meditating, but then a song came on and I started dancing to it because it helps me to feel centered, to sometimes sing along with the music. There is something about participating in rhythms and singing and dancing and swaying that is human. And I want to teach that to our children too.
I have so many things to say about this. How much time do we have? I love psychology books, like anything on brain development. And there's an amazing book called The Body Keeps the Score, where the doctor that wrote it treats a lot of PTSD patients. He was like the one that got PTSD in the DSM, it to be recognized. And one of the things he finds mandatory is not only treating people with talk therapy who have PTSD problems, he also mandates that they join some sort of physical voluntary group activity. So sometimes that's a yoga class, sometimes that's a drum circle, sometimes that's a chorus. It can be anything. And also Oprah just wrote a book about this, regulating. There are ways to regulate our bodies that we don't ever tap into, understanding that you can regulate your body by, like, literally you're voluntarily giving something and receiving something. Well, that's music, right? But also you can do it with a kickball. If my kid is having a tantrum, I will literally hand her an object and say, can I have it? While she's crying. And then take it back, hand it to her. Can I have that back? And then all of a sudden we're passing this back and forth. The activity becomes the focus and she calms down. And music has the ability to do the same thing. It's this voluntary action. And I think Americans listen to it just when they're in the car, but there's so many other cultures that have this voluntary communication. Like in other countries, you do capoeira or you do Tai Chi, and there's like community activities. And I think music is something we're kind of resting on. We're really passing it by. It has the ability to do so much good.
It is universal, right? You don't even have a choice. Like the other day, I was in my first Uber since the pandemic. Yes, okay, scared. But the guy was listening to classical music. And I was like, what am I? I have been sleeping on classical music. Of course, I've been listening to it my whole life, but in the last few years, I haven't. Mm-hmm. So I put it on, completely changed my brain chemistry. I was like walking differently around the house. I wasn't as stressed when I was like going to get something to eat. I found myself more calmly being able to decide what to eat. And it was like, talk about sneak teach. I was being like sneak taught to calm down by listening to classical music.
And yet, I think so many of us know that these things are true because we've experienced them. But
also the science.
And the science. And there is more and more science that is proving what we've known to be true. But in some ways, some of these things have been forgotten. And often our culture doesn't value them. Like we know, Jackie, I believe you mentioned it, that music education is one of the first programs that gets cut with budgets. And so why do you think that it's so important to really generate this love of music and what it teaches us and how it helps us?
You got to have people screaming it from the rooftops if they know there's a solution. And by the way, I'll listen to any solution that is screamed from any rooftop. If it's worked for someone, I want to know about it. It's kind of how I accomplish parenting. I don't get insecure if women are like, you know, don't give me advice. I'm like, I want every piece of advice, all of it. I want to know how you sleep taught your kid. I want to know how you get them to eat vegetables. I want to know all of it because something might work for me. Mm-hmm. Music has this way of, yes, like Jackie, you said, being universal. It kind of does work for everyone. And there's so many different types of music. And that was one thing that was really important with the show was to represent that, like, kids seem to love music because they innately know it makes them feel differently. Mm-hmm. And there are so many different types of music that, especially when you're creating, I mean, we've got some young creators on our hands, these kids that might not get the opportunity to do it because they don't have the education. But there are 52 different songs in this show that represent reggae and pop and country and blues and jazz and 80s Olivia Newton-John, my personal fave. And it's just important for kids to know the value of how each of those makes you feel and can make you feel. We're in like a deregulated state in the world right now. And we all need to learn how to regulate a little more. In fact, I just did that yesterday with my kids. We always talk about your toolbox and what you can do to help yourself. And like my kids are panicking. I'm like, what tool do you want to use? Look in your toolbox. And it's always been a metaphor. And the other day, my six-year-old was like, wouldn't it be great if we had a real toolbox and then we could just go inside it? So obviously, I immediately ordered too many toolboxes. The buy-in was that I ordered a bunch of stickers that they could decorate it. So I'm like, this is your toolbox. And then I wrote out 100 different regulation tools. It was like, take a deep breath, take a 5-minute walk, find an adult and ask for help. One of them was find a song you love and sing out loud. And they've used it. It's helpful.
Did you get an extra toolbox?
I can get you a toolbox.
Okay. This feels right because every single thing you said, I was like, I need to help with my own regulating and I need to be reminded to take a deep breath. And that's what's so exciting about this show. Not only are the lessons we're teaching for everyone, but every episode has a musical genre, a musical lesson, and an emotional lesson. And so there really is so much to learn.
Another big theme within the show, of course, is friendship. How many times in history have two really best friends also starred in a show? Like, this is a really unique moment to explore together. And I think especially now, right? I think we've lived through a pandemic where our people were torn away from us. Kristen, I guess I'm wondering what your village has meant to you in motherhood, and what have you learned about it and your village through this experience the last year and a half?
Well, first of all, survival is not an option without a village. Mm-hmm. We pretended like it was for so many years because we have our phones and we hop and bop all around the city and we all have different jobs. And then you get together with your friends and you get, you know, infused with that energy, and that fills your cup up for the next couple of weeks if you don't see them. But the reality of everything shutting down, you know, with kids, we had to have a pod, and thankfully we're also able to see Jackie. And it's like you had to pick and choose the highest people on your priority list. And by doing that, you had to educate yourself on what your friends mean to you and do for you and what you do for them. So you had to actually analyze the value of the friendship from a very herd animal standpoint, right? Like, we are herd animals. We're not sloths, for lack of a better example. We don't live solitarily. We live in groups, and it's for a reason. We need to rely on each other. And over the pandemic, having your herd or your pod was, I think, an education emotionally for all of us. And it's funny because we make a whole bunch of jokes now of like, I don't need to see anybody else other than these people who we've gotten through the pandemic with. They make the whole world go round for me. And like, sure, I'll have jobs and stuff, but the investment in people I'll rely on is going to be this group.
Jackie, do you have anything to add? I know.
Here's the thing about interviews. You can't ask Kristen first, because then what am I going to even say? It's just, I always go like, yeah, yeah. And then I just point and then hope that her Zoom box is the right direction of where I'm pointing. She nails it. It's been a really weirdly, sadly solitary time for a lot of us. And if we don't have our communities in these times, I mean, normally ever, if you don't have your community ever in your life, it's awful. But then especially now. Mm-hmm. So I think just a big lesson on the show, which has never been more important in the world, is togetherness. And we're shining such a light on the world just being how it is right now, in and of itself is shining a light on the importance of togetherness, right? You don't realize it any more deeply than when you don't have it and you can't have it.
And we also have recognized how interdependent we are on one another for individual health and safety. Such a metaphor for all of that. I actually moved during the pandemic, and I feel like I have to start over with building those friendships. I guess in part because I'm going through a season of knowing that I need to reinvest in building and cultivating those friendships myself as a mom of four. Kristen, as a busy working mom, have you ever gone through seasons when you didn't prioritize your friendships? And what did that teach you if you've been there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it taught me what feeling permanently tapped out would feel like. That's the reality. I have a tendency to overwork myself because I get really excited about a lot of different projects. And as an actor or a producer, the reality is you're an independent contractor. So you're working for a lot of different places, and it's a lot of busy work. It's a lot of organizational work beyond just like acting. And when I am not prioritizing taking the time to vent with my girlfriends or even have like a date night with my husband, like my inner world crumbles and I'm like, why am I so depressed? Oh yeah, because I haven't let myself be a human. Like, I haven't lifted that pressure. And your friends have the ability to do that. And then once you do invest in that, then you have this lifeline of, when I'm prioritizing my friends, there's the sort of emotional capital that I can call anyone and be like, I have to run out for 30 minutes. Can someone come over? Or can you take my kids? Or, hey, I have the whole day off. Can I take your kids? Do you need to get something done? Like, there's the village aspect that really fills in all the blanks, and you just can't quantify how important it is.
I know. And it also, it lasts, right? So like the other day, me and some girlfriends just went to like sit at a restaurant at 8:45 at night. And it was like novel. I hadn't left my driveway when the sun was down in as long as I could remember. And we were laughing and just having such a great night. And I woke up the next morning, I had no anxiety. I just like felt so good for the days following, because when you get filled up in that way, it lasts. It's not just a momentary thing.
Well, to both of you, I know you've been friends for 15 years. I'm sure friendship has evolved. You've gone through all types of life. I mean, Jackie, you've watched Kristen become a mom as well. I guess I'm wondering, what have you learned by being a witness and a friend to all of this? How has it shaped who you are today?
Can I maybe cry in the pod, Tennity?
If you want to cry, you can cry.
I don't want to, but I might. I cry a lot when I talk about Kristen. She changed my life so much. You know, even before we started working together, I mean, this is just really one of the truest and deepest and longest friendships I've ever had in my life. And I will say, watching her, it's otherworldly, right? Because it's not average or normal or even something you can wrap your brain around to know a person that is not only capable of so many actual talents and skills, but also emotionally being available to the people in her life, to her children, to her business partners, to her various jobs. And then you want to tack on top of that, how is there even a breath of room for philanthropy? But somehow, when there's not enough hours in the day, you're shooting 15 hours a day and you have two kids and a husband and your mom's in town, somehow there's clean water that you're helping with. It's really amazing, certainly on a day where I'm like, oh, how am I going to do it all? You just channel the homie and you're like, oh, well, if she can do it all, I can do like 60, 40, 20% of it. I mean, it's really inspiring. And her relationship too, right? I think she's public about it not being perfect. And the beauty in that, and the beauty in like how to have a husband and children and a career, it's not a lot of people can do it. I mean, it's interesting to be very close and be inspired by a person who everybody's inspired by. Mm-hmm. There's a little piece of you that's like, well, she's kind of like, she's like kind of mine a little. You know what I mean? There's something really fascinating about like, yeah, she inspires you too, but like, you don't, I don't know. It's beautiful. But and I'm really grateful for her.
Beautifully said. I know you're also almost like an aunt to her kids.
They're my very close friends.
Yes. What is that like? When we talk about becoming a mother, but is there a kind of falling in love that has happened, you know, becoming an aunt that you've experienced?
Well, I have my own niece and nephews, and absolutely, but they're really far away. And you know, and I will be honest too, like in the pandemic, I haven't seen Katie and her kids as much as I would have loved to. Part of that is I was in a relationship with someone who was very, very concerned about COVID, as was I, but I knew that they were getting tested. We were all getting tested. But in those really hard times, we have to honor everybody's comfort level. It's been hard to be so separated from people. And I want kids of my own one day, and hopefully soon, wink, defrost those eggs I have in a freezer in Encino. We'll talk about it later. But yeah, I think there is something really special to loving your friends' kids and loving your own niece and nephews and having that relationship. Also, you know, it's obviously it's cheating, right? Because they just love you. You don't have to ever come in and be like, don't eat that. You can sneak them shit they're not supposed to have. None of your business, Kristen. I love to make music with them and be funny and silly and run around. That's my vibe. I act like a kid. So it helps with my kid friendships, that's for sure.
It's actually very much in line with what my sister taught me. She had kids before I did. And she said, hey, I have this theory that I think the parents should be the disciplinarians. Mm-hmm. And I think that the aunt and uncle should be the ones that get you crazy and out of your box. And I think the grandparents should be the wisdom givers.
Mm.
So my sister, when she had kids, asked me, she said, I want you to go against what I say. I want you to sneak them candy. I want you to take them on a motorcycle ride around the yard. I want you to do all those things because I think that's the purpose of you in this structure. And I was like, that's brilliant because you don't want every adult that is around your kid to be the same. They will build zero character. So like if my kids don't like a teacher they have or don't like someone they're interacting with, I go, wow, let's talk about that because you are going to meet people on earth that you don't like or that have a different style of communication than you. And this is a chance to practice.
And it is such a great example of what that village needs to look like because there will be parents, but that community around can fill in so many gaps and sneak the candy. Sneak the teaching. I love sneak teaching. I'm going to use that now. I love all of that. Very wise words, Kristen Bell and Jackie Tone. Thank you so much for joining us again on the Motherly Podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Kristen and Jackie. And thanks again to our sponsor, Tony's, the award-winning screen-free audio smart speaker designed just for kids ages 3 years old and up. The Tony's system is fantastic and works with the combination of a Tony box, a soft, squeezable speaker cube with no screens, and Tony's, hand-painted figures filled with songs, audiobooks, and educational content. And for fans of Kristen Bell, Tony's collaboration with Kristen's The World Needs More Purple People is available at Target.com. And this holiday season, Tony's will also be available at a Target store near you. And just for listeners to this podcast, snag 15% off orders of $99 or more at tonys.com by entering Tony Podcast at checkout. That's TONIES.com.
How does music make you feel?
It makes me feel sort of like in the flow, or sort of makes me feel better when I'm feeling sort of sad.
Well, that's it for our episode this week. Kristen and Jackie, thank you for joining us. And thank you for listening to our podcast. In our next episode, we'll be exploring a brand new theme. I cannot wait to tell you more. So as always, we would love it if you spread the word about the Motherly Podcast. You can do that by taking about 30 seconds right now and leaving us a quick review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other mamas discover our show, and I read all of your feedback, every single one. The Motherly Podcast is produced by Jennifer Bassett with audio engineering from Seaplane Armada. Our music is from the Blue Dot Sessions. I'm your host, Liz Tennedy. Thank you so much for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.